Hey there, this is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for joining me today. I wanted to make this video about an article I just published. The title of the article is Sex So Important to You That You Would Leave Me and Our Kids? This is a question guys that I talk to have gotten more than once, and it's a tough question because it's a tricky question. It's got two questions in it. Is sex important to you? And are you thinking of leaving me and our kids? Two different answers for most guys. Yes, sex is important to me. Sexual intimacy with you, closeness with my wife is important to me, and I think it's a healthy part of the marriage. But no, I don't want to leave you, and I don't want to leave our family or our kids. So how can you answer the question and make any sense whatsoever? The problem with a lot of guys is that they think that there is a choice that has to be made, that she's giving a choice. You're either going to have sex and be happy, or you're going to stay with me and the kids, as if you can't have both. And that's the problem when you think you don't have a choice to have both. And this video is about my belief in that you do have a choice. And in most cases, the choice isn't between can you have a sex life or can you be married and stay with your kids. The choice between you and her is, do you choose to love each other or not? That's the choice, really. Do you choose to be a loving person, wife, and mother with me or not? Do I choose to be a loving husband and a father with you or not? I want to talk about that in a little bit more in a second, give you some tips. But when you get right down to it, that's what you both want. Is it about the sex? No, it's usually not about the sex. And how do I know that? It's because I could hand you $3,000 right now and send you on a trip to Vegas and tell you to go fill up your sex tank. And you can go $300 a pop. I don't know what they charge, believe me. You can go fill up your sex tank, have all the sex you want, any type you want, and you'll fly home. And before your plane lands back home, you'll still feel like shit. You know it and I know it. It is not the sex that makes you feel like a man. It is not the sex that makes you feel worthy. It's not the sex that makes you feel validated and respected, admired, and desired, and appreciated. It's not the sex. What you want is what she wants. What you want is to feel valued and appreciated and important and desirable and attractive. That's what you want. And when two people feel those things and they actually know how to create those things for each other, that's where happiness and sex comes from. The best happiness and the best sex. And you know it and I know it. You know it when you're the happiest with her. That's when the sex was the best. It was not the sex that created the happiness. So in the article I talk about, you have to choose to create love and create happiness. You can't measure your happiness by how you feel on any given day. Is she making me happy? Is she giving me sex? Do I feel desirable? You have to measure it based on how well you yourself have accepted a challenge to create your own happiness and create loving feelings in your relationship. I want to give you three tips today on how you can start doing that. My coaching program is all about this, of course. It's all about how to hold yourself as a man and carry yourself in a calm and deliberate and confident and pleased way to where everyone around you feels your energy of acceptance and approval and love and desire. But for today, I want to give you three tips for just you and your wife or girlfriend, or for you and your next wife or your next girlfriend. I hope it's the former. So let's go to the flip chart. I'm going to do some high-tech video work here. I'm going to do this. I hope you can see it and it doesn't get washed out. The three tips I want to give you today, starting today, or if it's late and you're watching this, do it first thing tomorrow morning. Number one is quit arguing. This is the hardest thing to do if you're in the type of marriage with the type of woman who is pushing your buttons, tripping your triggers, and always trying to lead you into a conflict, into an argument, into a debate. Excuse me while I adjust this. That's really hard to avoid, and it's hard to avoid stepping right into it and coming back in a defensive mode and trying to argue back and make your point and be heard and somehow let her feel like she's wrong and you're right. You don't need to argue. When you're clear on who you are, when you're clear in what you believe, and you're absolutely committed to creating feelings of love and acceptance and desire and approval in her, you don't need to argue. This comes from a place of insecurity and a place of disrespect for yourself. When you think that you have to argue everything that comes up, it means that you just don't believe in yourself. Okay. Next, let's talk about DTIP. What does that mean? It stands for don't take it personally. How do you not take it personally? That's what guys say. How do I not take it personally when she's attacking me? She's using words like, you're stupid, you moron, you're idiot, you're a bad man. If you're a real man, you might do this. So it feels like a personal attack. Of course, who else does that? 5-year-old girls do that to 5-year-old boys. 15-year-old girls do it to 15-year-old boys. But when they grow into adults, and when we grow into adults, we don't have to let our children talk, but we do. And so when she starts saying things that feel personal, that feel like an attack, that feel like name calling, that feel like belittling and teasing and nagging at you, it isn't coming out of the 40 or 50-year-old woman standing in front of you. It's coming out of her 13-year-old girl. And she's trying to attack your 15-year-old boy inside of you to get your goat, to trip your trigger. It is not personal, and I promise you, the day that you find out that everything she's saying is coming from a younger version of herself, and she's doing it from a place of fear and uncertainty and confusion, when you know that in your heart, the things coming out of her mouth will not feel personal. And when things don't feel personal, you are able to stay calm, you're able to stay relaxed, you're able to stay present, which is the third thing. So often when you're starting to feel defensive and attacked, what you want to do is turn away and run for the hills. You want to go slam a door, shut the bedroom, just get the hell away from her. And that is one of the worst uncertain feelings a woman can feel from you when you are in the middle of an attack. Yeah, it's tough, but this is where we have to nut up, right? This is where we have to know that at some point in this relationship, if we're going to turn the tide around and start creating love, we're going to have to model the behavior. We're not going to make personal attacks on her, and we're not going to accept them. And we don't accept personal attacks by simply not reacting to them. We respond with staying present, calm, deliberate confidence. You just sit, you look, you ask her a question. You tell her, I think you're really upset. Or if she gets really mean, she keeps on, just say, would you like to talk about this later? Because right now, this is not feeling good to me. But the worst thing you can do is to wrap yourself up in fear and frustration and anger and take your 15-year-old boy self out into the garage and pout about it. Because again, that is one of the most uncertain, scary feelings you can deliver to her. I know I just painted a really rough picture on a tough argument. This happens at a lot lower level, right? Sometimes it's just she's grumpy. She's not mean. She's not being disrespectful. She's just come home. She's had a bad day and she's grumpy. And she might say, I wish you could have done that this morning, whatever the chore was. And she's saying it out of grumpiness. You don't have to hear, you're such a horrible man. I wish you would get off your lazy ass and do something. I mean, that's what a lot of guys hear when they hear a woman talking about, could you take the garbage out? Or I wish you would have done that earlier. Or I was hoping you would have taken care of that. What we hear is, you're not a good man. You're inadequate. I don't approve of you. And that's not what she means. Don't take it personally. She's frustrated. What she wants more than anything is the cool, calm presence of a rock who can be there in her grumpiness or whatever she's going through, and take care of business. It's not personal. So anyway, quit arguing. Don't take it personally, and staying present with her, not running away from the situation. Those are the first top three things I can tell you to do to start creating love. This is all under the umbrella of stop measuring your happiness by how you feel. Start measuring the happiness or your well-being by how you're giving love, how you're creating love. And this is the first three things I'd like you to try. Give me an email after this. Let me know if you tried it. Let me know if you tried any one of them. I always hear back from guys when they do one of these. I always hear back, oh my God, we had a great conversation after that. Or, oh my God, the next morning we woke up and she was actually pretty frisky and she was playful and she was friendly. All she wants is to feel a little consistency in your manhood, little consistency and predictability in your masculinity. You can do it. This is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. Shoot me an email. Go to www.goodguystogreatmen.com if you want to get some more information on working with me. Take care, guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.